One day in cool November, Master Ricky and Nicky walked down to the local bank. While Nicky waited near the door, sitting on his haunches, Master Ricky cashed a check. Suddenly, a thin, wiry man, armed with a pistol, appeared on the scene with the devil in his eye. He shot two wild shots in the air and said, "Be quiet, you bunch of fools. This is a hold-up. I want you all to quietly hand over the money you have with you. Got it? Hands up." A chill of fear spread through the customers and officers of the bank. They dumbly put their hands up in surrender. Master Ricky did so too. The armed robber turned around and stamped his boots on the ground and began barking orders on the other side of the bank. Realizing that the man's back was now turned towards him, Master Ricky acted swiftly and with great presence of mind. He pushed the man's gun away from his hand with his walking stick. Nicky, ever watchful Nicky, sprang into action and grabbed the gun in his mouth. Nicky ran to his master, who told him in a whisper, "Go, Nicky, go. Bring the police at once." Nicky ran away as fast as he could. Soon the unarmed hoodlum was overpowered by the angry customers in the bank. Just as they were tying the robber to a chair, they heard the wailing cries of a police car. Nicky came in bravely with the police and the robber was put in jail. Everyone patted Nicky and exclaimed, "What a clever dog you have, Master Ricky." "Yes, indeed," said the bank manager. Master Ricky wanted to reward Nicky and was trying to think up of a wonderful gift for him. Just then, his friend, Mr. Rob, came home with a little puppy. He asked Master Ricky if he could keep his favorite pet dog, Ricky, for him as he was leaving for the States. He was sure that Master Ricky would take good care of his dog and that Ricky would love Nicky. Master Ricky was delighted. "That's it. I've got it. A beautiful companion for my lovely dog, Nicky. What better gift can I give my dear Nicky?" After a few days, a journalist from a newspaper was waiting for Mr. Ricky. He wanted to write a feature for the paper about the dashing blind man and the brave dog, the incredible twosome who fouled up a bank robbery with clever thought and lightning speed. Yes, Master Ricky was blind. Did you think that he was blind? I'm sure you didn't, because he was so smart. Well, the young journalist asked Master Ricky, "How are you so courageous in spite of being blind?" Master Ricky smiled and said, "My dear young man, you say I'm blind, but let me tell you, I'm luckier than you can ever imagine. God has given me a stout heart, and I have not one pair of eyes, but two pairs of beautiful, lovely gray eyes. Now that I have Ricky and Nicky, what more do I want?" Yes, children, Nicky was a seeing eye dog. He was sent to a training school for dogs where the trainer teaches dogs to look after blind people. And this is what Nicky did every day and looked after Master Ricky. He would get up in the morning and collect the newspaper and later the post from the mailbox. He would sit by the front porch and bark loudly if visitors came. Now, he was a brainy fellow, so if it was a stranger, he would bark, "Bow, wow, wow, wow," and if it was a familiar person, twice, "Bow, wow." Nicky would help his master to cross the road without fear. He had been taught the traffic signals very well. "Come to a stop," says the red, red, red. "Go, go, go," says the green. "Wait and watch," says the orange. "Yes, for haste is waste, my dear mate. Bow, wow." Wherever Master Ricky went, Nicky was sure to follow. He would go everywhere with Master Ricky. They were inseparable. Master Ricky was a good cook and often treated Nicky to his favorite dishes and especially his favorite chicken soup and meatballs in saltless gravy. They were a lovely pair. And this is their story. I hope you all liked it. Do let me know. Thank you.